Government spending and tax policies explained. Managing fiscal policy and how a government spends and taxes is a critical challenge in every democracy. It's not just about money. It touches on deep social and ethical questions that thinkers have pondered for centuries, like Aristotle. In the realm of United States politics, the intense focus on taxation often overshadows the more critical issue of how government spending should guide national priorities. Rather than solely fixating on taxes, it's important to consider how spending shapes societal goals and the role of government. An effective government should benefit all citizens, acknowledging that corporations are not adversaries and that personal ambition to create wealth can drive positive outcomes, promoting a broader understanding of governance that serves the interests of the entire population, enhance civic engagement for the community. Many people mistakenly believe that a government's primary role is simply to protect the wealth acquisition of individuals. This leads to the idea that any form of taxation infringes on the personal freedoms of the state. However, this overlooks the importance of pursuing the common good and the freedom to explore new opportunities. Governments offer vital services like insurance, education, and infrastructure investment. They also use regulation and taxation. However, it's important to know that GDP, which gauges the value added to the economy each year, doesn't capture important non-economic aspects of citizens' lives. Understand the limits of GDP. Gross domestic product, GDP in the United States, doesn't cover a range of important economic activities. It doesn't account for income from illegal sources, earnings made under the table, profits earned overseas, investment gains or losses abroad, or changes in the overall wealth or well-being of the nation. Additionally, GDP overlooks inequalities, poverty rates, and expenditures that might reveal a lower standard of living. Essentially, GDP doesn't provide a complete picture of the country's overall social and economic well-being. The government plays a crucial role in improving social welfare by tackling issues like malnutrition and food insecurity. Malnutrition alone costs the U.S. over $167 billion each year due to lost productivity and unnecessary medical expenses. By addressing malnutrition, particularly during pregnancy and childhood, we can enhance human development, boost productivity and incomes, and enhance the overall well-being of our nation. Market triumphalism. Many believe that moral philosophy should shape our fiscal policies. However, today's neoclassical economics prioritizes self-centered financial choices in a competitive setting, leading to flawed fiscal decisions. This perspective can be traced back to Adam Smith, an influential figure from the 18th century, who linked self-interest and competition to form a theory about how markets distribute resources efficiently. Adam Smith, renowned for his book The Wealth of Nations, laid the groundwork for understanding the benefits of private markets. He promoted open competition and transparency in sharing information. Despite being seen as a supporter of capitalism, Smith criticized the single-minded pursuit of wealth. He believed that everyone should share in societal prosperity and showed compassion for his fellow citizens. Smith's economic ideas centered not just on praising free markets, but also on achieving personal and communal happiness. Today, neoliberal economic theory strongly champions free markets and celebrates market success without question. Results are important. The United States faces challenges in income inequality, healthcare affordability, and economic mobility compared to other developed countries. Income disparities are significant, healthcare costs are burdensome for many, and upward mobility from poverty to wealth is limited. Between 2000 and 2009, median household incomes in the U.S. declined, with only an 11% increase from 1990 to 2009, largely driven by more women entering the workforce. The 2008 recession led to a substantial 39% decrease in the median net worth of American families from 2007 to 2010. American workers contend with lower wages, heightened job insecurity, and longer work hours compared to their counterparts in other developed nations. Income inequality has sharply increased. In 1979, CEOs earned 29 times more than typical workers, but by 2011, this gap had widened to 231 times more. Despite these disparities, the resulting economic growth has not been notably exceptional for the nation. Advocate for higher tax rates to stimulate growth. Supporters of market triumphalism dismiss the necessity of taxation and perceive social investments as mere income redistribution. This neoliberal ideology incorrectly asserts that taxing the wealthy stifles GDP growth while enriching the affluent supposedly trickles down to benefit lower-income citizens. However, these claims lack credibility. The U.S., with its low tax rates, demonstrates that tax levels have little impact on driving economic growth. This argument overlooks the vital connection between public investment and private market expansion and fails to explain how wealth accumulation among the affluent translates into improvements for lower income earners. Lower tax rates do not stimulate the creation of new businesses or enhance GDP, investment, or productivity growth rates, and higher tax rates do not significantly affect labor supply or savings behavior. The notion that enriching the wealthy automatically benefits the broader population is unfounded and unsupported by empirical evidence. Shifting the focus to government spending rather than tax rates, discussions on deficits should prioritize determining the appropriate size of government. Challenges such as an aging population, substantial military expenditure, and healthcare inefficiencies necessitate raising taxes to fund these critical areas without harming the economy. The case for higher taxes is justified by historically reasonable U.S. government spending levels compared to other developed nations, despite significant concerns about military and healthcare expenditures. According to the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, future costs are expected to rise by 2025 due to increasing interest payments on the federal debt and the growing number of Social Security beneficiaries due to demographic shifts. U.S. spending priorities. The United States spends more on its military than any other country, with military costs surpassing those of the next 14 nations combined. In 2011, military spending accounted for 4.4% of the nation's economy, GDP. This spending totaled more than what 14 other countries spent. There are 11 nuclear-powered aircraft carriers in the world, and the U.S. Navy owns 10 of them. In contrast, the U.S. ranks 28th out of 34 nations in spending on social insurance programs like food stamps and child tax credits. In comparison to other advanced countries, the United States spends over $1 trillion on healthcare annually, more than any other nation per person or as a share of its economy. Despite this massive expenditure, Americans are not as healthy as people in other developed nations and have shorter lifespans. The U.S. healthcare system is inefficient and costly, with its expenses rising more rapidly than those of any other country, according to a 2013 survey by the International Monetary Fund. Americans spend around 9% of their total economic output, GDP, on private healthcare expenses each year. This includes costs for employer-provided medical insurance plans, which are partly supported by the government through tax breaks. These expenses amount to approximately $250 billion annually. Essentially, these costs represent a kind of self-imposed tax that Americans pay for health services that often lack robust competition in the market. Medicare costs and the impact of the Affordable Care Act. Medicare costs differ greatly across the country, and it's tricky to gauge the quality of care provided. Medicare's payment system isn't based on income, and about 36% of its funding comes from taxes. Without government support, Medicare wouldn't be able to function. The Affordable Care Act helped reduce budget shortfalls. If the act were repealed, the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, predicts it would increase the federal deficit by over $100 billion in the next 10 years, although it could strengthen Medicare's hospital coverage under Part A. The U.S. government allocates billions of dollars across 10 programs to assist low-income households. Despite this investment, America ranks lower than 11 other developed nations in family benefit spending relative to its GDP. The combined budget for these 10 programs is less than what's spent on Medicare and Social Security. According to the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, these expenditures are projected to decrease to 1.3% of GDP by 2023, down from 2.0% in 2014. This indicates a notable shift in government spending priorities over the decade. Critics say U.S. taxes are high, but compared to other developed countries like Switzerland or Norway, the U.S. actually collects less tax money relative to its total economy. This means Americans generally pay less in taxes overall compared to many other advanced nations. Specifically, when it comes to personal income and consumption taxes, the U.S. ranks low among developed countries. The highest income tax rate affects only those making over $400,000 a year, which is a small group. Also, in 2009, the richest Americans paid less than 20% in taxes because much of their income was from investments. So, the U.S. tax system includes different kinds of taxes, not just one type, showing how complex it can be. Unseen expenses or hidden spending. Government spending extends beyond what's immediately evident in official documents. Alongside the visible allocations in Congressional Budget Office reports, substantial unseen costs amount to around $1.2 trillion annually, matching the combined total of discretionary and non-discretionary spending categories. These covert expenses stem from various sources, including tax credits and deductions that reduce government revenue. Notable examples include the home mortgage interest deduction and the earned income tax credit. Additionally, significant subsidies to industries like oil production, renewable energy, and healthcare amount to approximately $100 billion each year. Tax-free healthcare benefits for employees are a big help to workers, but they also mean the government loses out on a lot of tax money. In 2014 alone, this cost the government $143 billion in income tax revenues and another $100 billion in payroll tax revenues. This subsidy, which has been around for a long time, skews how private health insurance works. Surprisingly, many workers don't even know about it. Some criticize the Affordable Care Act for interfering with private health insurance, but the truth is the government has been supporting this market for years. Health insurance coverage across countries. In 2009, a study by the OECD compared health insurance coverage among different nations. The study found that the United States was similar to Turkey in the percentage of people who had basic health insurance. In contrast, countries like Australia, Canada, Italy, Japan, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK provide public health insurance to all of their citizens. In these countries, the government ensures that everyone has access to health care, and they offer financial support to lower-income families to help them afford health insurance. Government-funded initiatives for the community. The urgent need for investment in U.S. infrastructure is evident, with approximately $3.6 trillion required by 2018 to address critical issues like road maintenance, sanitation systems, bridges, and dams. Major projects such as a new rail terminal in Manhattan and a rail link from the Port of Los Angeles remain underfunded by the government contributing to annual losses of $101 billion for commuters due to congested and poorly maintained roads. Additionally, inadequate airports, train stations, waste facilities, and inconsistent internet access further hinder the country's competitiveness. Addressing these infrastructure challenges is crucial to improving daily life, reducing costs, and enhancing national competitiveness. Summarize and simplify the given statement concisely. Hard work leads to achievements, but luck plays a significant role in determining financial and health outcomes. We cannot choose our parents, our intelligence level, or our genetic makeup. Recognizing these factors helps us understand our common bonds with others in society. Modern fiscal programs aiming for progress should focus on fair taxation and targeted goals that benefit society by investing in its people, including responsible insurance programs. It's important to steer clear of the term redistribution, which can carry negative connotations in today's political climate. Rather than just taxing, the main aim of government in its fiscal role is spending, especially since regressive taxes can still finance genuinely progressive spending plans that overall lead to more equitable outcomes. Key points. 1. Government spending shapes societal well-being beyond GDP measures. 2. Strategic fiscal policies are needed to address income inequality and healthcare challenges. 3. Neoclassical economics often prioritizes self-centered financial choices, influenced by historical figures like Adam Smith. 4. U.S. military spending is high but lags in social insurance compared to developed nations. 5. U.S. healthcare costs are the world's highest, revealing inefficiencies and disparities. 6. Fair taxation is crucial for funding infrastructure and social welfare effectively. 7. Acknowledging societal factors like luck and genetics underscores the importance of equitable fiscal policies and investments.